This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Kind of get rolling with what the Holy Father had to say at his general audience today.
Absolutely. So sure enough, Pope Francis continued his discussion on apostolic zeal. And you may remember that last week he said that for the next few weeks, he would start speaking about what he called the characteristics of apostolic zeal and proclaiming Christianity. So last week he said that joy was an essential element of this. This week's theme was that apostolic zeal and proclaiming Christianity is for everyone. So he said that the gospel contains what he called a humanizing power, and through it, it offers a fulfillment of life for every man and woman. So he emphasized this by especially looking at a quote, a citation from his own apostolic exhortation, Evangelii Gaudium. And in it, he wrote that everyone has a right to receive the gospel, and Christians have the duty to proclaim the gospel without excluding anyone. So he said that in doing so, this should not be meant to impose new obligations on people, but to encourage people to share God's love with joy. And he said that in doing so, it points to a horizon of beauty and invites others to what he called a delicious banquet. And he said that the Lord's friends can experience the beauty, the responsibility, and the burden at times of being chosen by him. And he said that there's a temptation that goes with that to think that if God has chosen you to know him, has chosen you in friendship, that that is some kind of particular privilege. But he said, instead, it's a service. He said, you have been chosen in order to love everyone around you. And he encouraged all to remember that the gospel is meant for everyone. And he finished the audience today, Glenn, by asking especially for prayers for all of those who are affected by war, but particularly in the Holy Land. So before the papal audience began today, he met with two different delegations. And one delegation was made up of relatives of Israeli hostages who are being held in Gaza right now. The other delegation was relatives of Palestinians who are affected by the war. And so in each of these meetings, he heard how both sides are suffering. And he remarked that this is not war, this is terrorism. He asked all to pray for peace and to pray that God helps to curb what he called people's passions, which will only lead to everyone's death. Some of those members of the delegation then were in attendance at the general audience and had the opportunity to pray with all present there in St. Peter's Square, particularly for these intentions, Glenn.
Wow. Well, we're glad that all of that is on the Holy Father's heart as a reminder to be on our heart as well here as we, you know, think of others, hopefully, as we're enjoying the feasting of the next few days here. Now, Other big news in Rome, in addition to what the Holy Father had to say, a gigantic mafia trial.
Yes, this is a trial that has been going on for the last 3 years. And this week, an Italian court convicted more than 230 people. This is in the Calabrian crime syndicate made up of 150 crime families. And so this was actually the largest organized crime trial in decades. And imagine that it came to an end with sentencing over 2,000 years combined of jail time. So it was held in a high security courtroom there in the southern region of Calabria. They actually turned it into a bunker. They brought in metal cages to hold all of the people who were going to be in the courtroom. It was really quite something, I imagine. Over 330 people were brought to court on different charges. These included drug trafficking and extortion and bribery and murder and theft. And 100 of the defendants were acquitted because of lack of enough evidence. But ultimately, the others who were sentenced included two crime bosses, also various mob leaders. They had nicknames like the Wolf and Fatty and the musician. And there was a police lieutenant who was convicted. There was a politician, also a financial police officer. So this crime family controls about 80% of the cocaine trade in Europe, and they have a global turnover of about $54 billion. So it also, the trial contained lots of drama, as you would expect with something like this, including some people from the mob going state's evidence, including one of the mob boss's nephews. And then they have actually networks that go from West Africa to South America as well. 150 people were arrested in other countries too. 23 tons of cocaine was seized. All of this said, even with all of these sentences that have finally come down after 3 years, they say this is still only making a small dent in the operations of this crime family gun.
Wow, it seems so large. I was just going to ask you what kind of dent they thought that would make, but the tentacles are so far-reaching. It seems so much more than just controlling a certain neighborhood or even a certain town, as we might think back 50 years to the Godfather movies and things like that, and the mob's effect in the U.S., but yeah, international and drug trade and all of that. Well, kudos to them for taking as many of the bad guys out of play as they did. Talking with Ashley Nerona from Rome, our Rome correspondent, as we turn to a little more happy thoughts here of what's going on. What's it like for an American in Italy to celebrate Thanksgiving?
Oh, well, it really, no matter where we are, we certainly find a way to celebrate, Glenn. And I'll tell you, here at our home, my husband John and I hosted a big party on Sunday, bringing together people from throughout the Rome community. And we had so much wonderful food, but of course it also had an Italian flair too, including things like lasagna and rigatoni with arrabbiata sauce, which is a spicy sauce. And since turkeys are hard to find, we served two great big chickens, and we just had such a wonderful time. We, my husband John, got on the piano, and we all gathered round, and about 40 of us sang different hymns of thanksgiving to the Lord. We also, of course, had to sing some patriotic songs too, like God Bless America. And it was so lovely, especially to consider that we had guests from countries like Poland and Slovenia and Lebanon, and many of them, it was their first Thanksgiving celebration ever. And they just sang right along with the American patriotic songs. And it was so lovely. People even wore costumes. We dressed up, since November is the month of All Saints. So we had, for example, Elizabeth of Hungary and Margaret of Scotland were represented at the party. It was so lovely. And if you want to celebrate in Rome, there are various ways to celebrate tomorrow. Many hotels are offering turkey dinners, Hard Rock Cafe, for example. And of course, our favorite place is the Pontifical North American College, the NAC, where they put on a full turkey dinner. And the fifth year priests bake pumpkin pies. And the highlight is when they even make up a song, a little parody about pumpkin pie, as the entertainment for the evening, Glenn.
Well, that sounds like such a gathering at your place. Were they filming for a movie or anything? I mean, that sounds just wonderful.
Oh, it was so special. It was just a very moving time, and lovely to introduce the traditions of the holiday to so many people.
No, I totally would be happy with lasagna at Thanksgiving. Absolutely. Yes. Although it's interesting, you mentioned turkey's a little bit hard to find there. That's interesting as well.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Very good. And then there's more celebrating today too, with the Feast of St. Cecilia.
Indeed it is. So down in Taranto, Puglia, which is in the heel of the boot of Italy, they started celebrating at midnight last night. So as soon as it became her feast, a band kicked up and played till 2:30 a.m. Another one came and relieved them from 2:30 to 5:30 a.m. And then the masses began this morning. The local bishop is going church to church and blessing all of the nativity scenes of each of the churches in that city, in that little city. And this will officially kick off the Christmas season in that area. The They will also have lights that will go on tonight in celebration. They will begin piped music in the streets. And of course, today everyone is enjoying a special treat called patel. And these are, imagine this, clouds of soft, tasty fried dough served hot, sprinkled with sugar on top. And there's a legend attached to them that a woman was preparing some dough to bake bread on the feast of Saint Cecilia, and some bagpipes walked by, and she was so taken with the music that the dough became not good for that purpose anymore. So then she decided to put them in oil and roll them into little balls and put them in oil, and out came these little pieces of deliciousness. So that's the tradition of the patel that are eaten especially on the feast of Saint Cecilia. Glenn, so I hope you can have some over there.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.